41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
This is City Limits. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Those battling poverty face many stresses, and their own health may not be a top priority. But at Step Up Moment, the volunteers push participants to realize that it should be one. And as a part of our series on the front lines, we're taking a closer look at people and organizations making a difference in Syracuse's poverty problem. So we've taken a few classes with Step Up Moment to see what they're doing to help improve health and wellness in the community. On most Wednesday nights, Pauline M. Smith isn't going to the Rescue Mission Chapel for a religious service. She's going there to work on her health and wellness.
I have a bad hip and the knee, and it's kind of, I want to start walking like from home to here, and I believe it's going to happen one day. I might still have to use this, but I'm going to start, I would like to start walking from all the way home to here. My progress is me being to move a little better. The people here to help, everybody is so helpful to find ways for you when you have a situation like I do. And it's just wonderful.
They call this class the Step Up Moment. It's a weekly exercise class for those who are homeless or struggling with poverty. For these populations, there are a number of stresses to deal with on a daily basis. So their personal health can sometimes get pushed to the back burner. Smith says she gets more than just exercise out of this class.
And it's like a family here. It really is. Once everybody start getting comfortable or make themselves comfortable, you feel that it's like I miss my family this week. That's what I do. I do.
The social interaction piece was really the key, and I think is the key behind the success of the program.
Kate Waltman is the founder and CEO of Step Up Moment.
The populations we're working with, folks who are homeless or suffering from various mental illness, addiction issues, poverty, maybe refugees. What all those groups have in common is their lack of social interaction in their everyday lives.
And she structured the class to allow for that social interaction. The first 15 minutes or so is so everyone in the room can catch up or introduce themselves if it's their first class. But eventually, warm-ups do start. Jerrianne Corradino is leading the warm-up and the first set of exercises today. She's been involved since week two. Waltman is the one who originally piqued her interest.
She actually was in the cube next to me at work. She was our fellow, so that was really awesome to start being friends with her. And I remember her leaning over the cubicle telling me what she just started and asking me to come down. And I was like, yeah, sure, I want to get more involved with the community. And first class got me hooked, and I've been here ever since, and now I'm instructing it.
So the group is in a circle in the middle of the room with Corradino at the center, and she has them start jogging. The music is loud, but Corradino's words of encouragement can easily be heard over the blaring Bruno Mars in the background.
Hey, you're not warm, but you're not putting your feet up. Up, 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 up. High knees. We're going to do some high knees. High knees, guys.
And once that minute is up, the exercise sets really begin. Jerry Lieber gets to decide what to do for the first set. He's been coming to Step Up since it started in 2016.
Jerry, when he first started, couldn't barely do a push-up.
I'm doing push-ups off the bat. When I first started, I wasn't hardly doing push-ups at all, and now I'm doing them off the back. So I've lost like 11 or 12 pounds. I have a part-time job, so I started at 3 hours, and since I've done this, I'm up to 3 6-hour days. It's all physical labor. It's washing dishes, greeting people. It's washing pots. It's all physical labor.
I don't know if he told you about his medications, but he has done so well at this program, and he's really pushed so hard that his doctor took him off a bunch of his medications that he doesn't need to be on anymore. And that is like, him telling me that was just, I was just elated. That was like the best feeling that you could have possibly ever, because you know you helped somebody. And it's just like, that's a big change in somebody's life.
So now Jerry is healthier. He's able to work longer hours, and he's even off some of his medication. And while Jerry's physical health is a great accomplishment, CEO Kate Waltman says the program isn't about being just physically healthy.
I think healthcare, nutrition, and mental health are all areas where there's less services and there's knowledge lacking among that poor population.
And she says there's a big need for education in these areas for people struggling with poverty. The people that take classes with Step Up are not only exercising, but they're also learning about health more broadly. Waltman says they were overly optimistic when starting the program about how many people actually had healthcare, and they were unaware of how many people didn't know how to properly use the healthcare system.
It was a majority of people who either didn't have coverage or, almost worse in my eyes, had coverage and don't know how to properly navigate the healthcare system. You know, you ask someone, either in person or on one of our surveys, what do you do when you get sick? And an overwhelming amount of survey responses and conversations go to the emergency room. That's what you do. Or even more striking was someone would circle, I go to my doctor, and you ask them, okay, where is your doctor's office? Crouse Hospital. That's not a doctor's office, you know, and having to really like back up these conversations.
She says she and her staff are checking in with participants. They're making sure they're going to doctor's appointments and that they're navigating the healthcare system efficiently. Waltman says they were also overly optimistic about nutrition.
We didn't really know going into it what someone from a poor background or someone who experienced homelessness might know about nutrition or not know. And we learned pretty quickly that we were up against folks who were nutrition illiterate, so someone who looks at a food label and doesn't know how to read it, for example. I tried, did some research, couldn't find anywhere in the community where that was being offered as a service, right? Nutrition classes, something like that, that was free and accessible. So that's an area that I think we're basically at ground zero with and needs a lot of attention.
About once a month we do like a nutrition demo because there's a lot of people here that don't get that education, or at home they're not learning these things, they're not learning it in schools, it's not a priority. So I think that we're trying to fill that gap that people aren't getting.
And Cordino also says they're trying to fill that gap with their gift card program. For every 5 classes attended, participants get a $50 gift card to spend on healthy foods. When a participant reaches this milestone, the group holds a graduation ceremony at the end of class.
So, the first person up tonight is the other half of my dynamic duo, and that would be Jerry!
This week, both Jerry and Pauline are graduating. The program has helped those in poverty better their health. For some, like Jerry, the class is helping them lose weight and adopt a healthier lifestyle. It also has provided a place of motivation and accountability for those who have fitness goals, like Pauline. And as great as these accomplishments are, Waltman says the program is still battling the barrier of taking place just once a week. The current staff is donating as much time as it can, but all of the instructors and board members are volunteers, and most have full-time jobs.
It's not nearly enough time. And so I think that's the biggest challenge we face, you know, in terms of fundraising, in terms of developing our program to sort of better meet the needs that we see in the community and the needs that have developed in our relationships that have grown with the participants. We're learning more and more about what they need and what they want and how we can better serve them. But there's this, you know, barrier of limited time. And so it definitely wears on us. We feel pressure to do more often.
She's working on developing a full-time staff. And the dream is to hold class every day. But for now, Step Up Moment remains a place of health and family for both the participants and the volunteers.
I don't know, this is the best day of the week for me, because if I was right in the middle of the week too, so I'm having a stressful day at work, like it's like Tuesday and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a long week already. I'm like, oh, but wait, tomorrow Step Up, so we're good. Like, it's gonna be fine. It's like a recharge. Like, it really gets me thinking about my priorities, and I just, you know, the people here are like my family.
One, two, three,
Amelia.
Hold on, we got two more people. Uno, dos, tres, familia.
For City Limits, I'm Katie Zolkowski.
City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org. Stay tuned for more stories from this series and subscribe in iTunes for automatic delivery of new episodes.